WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Streaming online at WRCT.org. You just heard from the upcoming Alice Cooper album, The Revenge of Alice Cooper, Black Mamba. And let me tell you guys, one of the great things about being on rock and roll radio is from time to time get to hang out with some of your rock and roll heroes. Well, tonight is one of those nights. On the phone with us tonight, the original bass player from the Alice Cooper Band. Tonight we have with us the great Dennis Dunaway. Dennis, welcome to Courts in Session.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me.
We've got huge news. The original Alice Cooper Band, of course, sans Glenn, is back together. Please tell us all about it.
Yeah, well, after 52 years, you know, we used to, back in the glory days, we were doing like an album approximately every half a year. And now we decided to wait half a century. But we have a new album out, The Revenge of Alice Cooper. It's got 13 new original tracks. It's got a cover song, Yardbirds, and it's got two bonus tracks on top of that. So we're excited. It's been a long time coming.
Now, the new album comes out July 25th. What happened that got all of you guys together and back? Because people are losing their minds that the original Alice Cooper Band is back together.
Well, it's been quite a few steps leading this way. You know, we've been playing at Alice's Solid Rock Teen Centers in Phoenix, Arizona, which Alice and his wife, Cheryl, are a big part of. And every Christmas time, they do a big benefit. So we would get together and be on stage. And in fact, we were there in 2010 in December. And that night, we found out that we had been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is also another thing that pulled us together for rehearsals and a performance. And then we've recorded with Alice on three of his solo albums, the Welcome to My Nightmare sequel, Paranormal, and Detroit Stories. Plus, Neil and I played Schools Out with the Hollywood Vampires on their album. And then my book, 2015, so it's 10 years anniversary for Snakes, Guillotines, Electric Chairs, my adventures in the Alice Cooper group.
And Dennis, I got to interrupt you. Let's say that again. The title of that book is
Snakes, Guillotines, Electric Chairs, my adventures in the Alice Cooper group.
And the reason I interrupt you is I bought that the day it came out. It hit the bestseller list, and it is one of the best rock and roll documentaries ever. A big EJL thumbs up. Terrific book.
Thank you very much. And I know you're friends with Derek Walton, who had a lot to do with getting my book off the ground big time, him and Sharon Rosenblum. But that book had a lot to do with the band pulling back together because, you know, I didn't talk about the breakup or any kind of negative things. I talked about what the band was about, which was having a blast creating this theatrical spectacle for rock shows. And so then I also did a book signing in Dallas, Texas. This got at Good Records To Go. So it's a record store with two floors, like a balcony upstairs. And this guy, Christopher Todd Penn, who unfortunately recently passed away at too young of an age, he had the original band secretly come out in the middle of this book signing thing and perform. And it was filmed and it was recorded. Bob Ezrin mixed the record, and it came out on Ear Music. So that also had a lot to do with it. And then I think the biggest thing is because Neil Smith, the drummer, he lives in different parts of the country. So he's a snowbird. He goes out to Phoenix, Arizona in the winters, so he doesn't have to shovel snow. And he'll go over to Michael Bruce's recording studio, or they'll go to the Solid Rock Teen Center and just kick around songs and jam and have fun. And whenever Alice was in town, then he would join them. And this kept building. They kept coming up with more and more songs that they were excited about. And then I got the call from Alice and Bob Ezrin, hey, Dennis, let's do an album. So that's how it happens. All it takes is a phone call, you know?
Well, tell us about, you know, there's been a lot of talk about some recordings that Glenn Buxton had, that you guys had in the can, that you were able to lift and use on the new album.
Well, what this was is a late night jam at the Gillespie Estate in Greenwich, Connecticut, 1973. That was the band's rehearsal room in this mansion where we all lived. And Glenn had this riff, and you know, it's the wee hours of the morning. And I decided, let's see what we can come up with. And we just jammed on that riff. And I had a cassette machine running. All of these years, I have kept that, thinking I'm going to finish that song someday. And finally, I told Bob Ezrin about that. And he said, yeah, Dan, you know, today's technology, we cleaned it all up. And then Bob added a click track to it. And then in the studio, spontaneously ground up, the band wrote a song in the style that Glenn Buxton would have loved. And so the recording of Glenn playing is on the song, and Glenn gets a writer's credit. So that's how that happened. I mean, I'm very proud of how Glenn Buxton is represented on this album, because there's a couple songs dedicated to him lyrically. And also, you know, he's always there in spirit with all of us. Whenever we get together, Glenn is always present. But to get it into the grooves on the record, you know, we managed to do that big time.
Well, that's amazing that cassette from 1973, 52 years ago, still survived and was able to be used and cleaned up. It's because, you know, I think of cassettes I've got from, you know, the late 80s that sound like garbage. And that's, you know, maybe there was some heavenly intervention for keeping that thing in pristine condition. That's an amazing story.
You know, I like that. And that could be because I had other reel-to-reel tapes that disintegrated in half that time. But this I knew was special, and I always intended to do something with it, so I kept it in a good place. It didn't get close to any magnets, and it was not in a basement in a box or anything like
right.
that. but I do think there was some kind of it was meant to be involved.
Well, that is terrific. So for everyone listening, we've got Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee Dennis Dunaway, original bass player from the Alice Cooper Band. The Alice Cooper Band has reunited. The new Alice Cooper album that they've written and performed on, The Revenge of Alice Cooper, comes out July 25th. There's a new video for this song we're going to play, and I got to see it, and I just loved it because you can see the joy in you guys recording together. Let's play this new single now. This is Wild Ones from the new Alice Cooper album right here in WRCT 88.3 FM. listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Tonight's a special night. We've got one of my rock and roll heroes, Dennis Dunaway from the original Alice Cooper Band, on the radio with us tonight. The new Alice Cooper album consists of the original members who separated back in 1974. Well, they are back in full with a full new album, The Revenge of Alice Cooper. Comes out July 25th. Dennis, you just told us a great story about surviving music that you had recorded over 50 years ago with Glenn Buxton. But as having the band together, you guys sought out a new guitarist and you settled on a guy, an artist named Jossie. Tell us all about him.
Bob Ezrin found Jossie by asking the experts in Nashville who had a pulse on the scene. And he asked three different people, and all three of them said Jossie. So Bob set up, and three out of three. And so Bob set up a recording session and had Neil Smith and I go down, and just so we could go in the studio and, work with him and see if it was a fit. And we recorded the Yardbirds song, I Ain't Done Wrong, because at that point, Jeff Beck had just passed away, and the Yardbirds were a very big influence on the Alice Cooper group. And then we re-recorded a song that the original band had done previously in Connecticut, but there was a technical problem with the drums, so we had to re-record that. So we were in the studio. Alice and Shep Gordon and Bob Ezrin were in the control room, and Alice was singing. We could hear him in our headphones. And then Neil and I and Alice, we have our own lingo for when we work. You know, we have made up our own names for various things that were as we're working. But Jossie really picked up on it quite well. It was pretty amazing. This young guy kind of was tuned in, even though you could tell he was a little bit nervous. We did our best to get him relaxed by joking around a lot. But so the recording went well, and we really liked him. He's such a nice guy and everything. And then but Neil and I still weren't quite sure. But we went to Jossie's show that night in Nashville. The show opened with just Jossie sitting on a stool playing like deep Mississippi blues kind of stuff on a stool with a dobro guitar and even a cigar box guitar. So it was like this authentic blues set. And we're like, wow, I didn't know he could do that. And then he goes, then that set's over. He goes in the back room. And then when he comes out, it's full out glam. I mean, it's like you got everything about glam. You've got T-Rex, you've got Bowie, you've got the whole works. His band is great. They're so exciting. They've got great songs, and it is a show. Every second of it is a performance. And then, you know, Neil and I agreed. We said, that's the guy. So man. Then next thing you know, he had to learn like 13 more songs.
That is a terrific story. Well, we're talking with Dennis Dunaway from the original Alice Cooper Band. Dennis, it is such a thrill to have you on Quartz in Session. So writing a full album with these guys, and obviously you've done a number of songs leading up to this, but this is a full album featured as, you know, the original band being back together. Was there pressure on you, or did it just happen naturally amongst friends like it always had in the past?
We've been around the block a few times, and we are comfortable in the studio. We know how that works, and there is such a thing as studio pressure because we're all in the same room together, just like we used to record. None of this sending a track to somebody to record at home. And, you know, we divert pressure the same way we always have. We just joke around a lot. We make fun of each other and we turn into high school kids again. That's not to say that we're not serious about what we're doing. We're dead serious, but to ward off that pressure getting to anybody, you know, we keep it loose and we keep it. We had a blast, really. I mean, Bob Ezrin walks in all enthusiastic, just like always. Hey, let's make this album. And, you know, Michael is playing guitar and Alice is in the room. We're all together. Alice is standing next to me and then Neil's on the other side. And, you know, so we're having so much fun doing this again that pressure didn't enter the scene.
Wow, that is terrific. Well, I cannot wait to hear the entire album, and I know that that applies to all of our listeners. Yeah, we announced that you were going to be on a couple weeks ago, and I got an email from a listener who wanted to know, did you use anything from the old days, like the mirror-based guitar? Did you use anything like that in the recording of this album?
I used everything that I used then. I used the $1 billion jazz bass, which the original one, which you saw me play at the Eveline. Roto Sound strings, like I used on School's Out album, Billion Dollar Babies and stuff. A Herco Ghastly Green pick, which you can hardly ever find anymore. And if you do, it costs a fortune.
Wow.
And an Ampeg B15 amplifier, just like I used on all of those albums, which was the studio standard back then. So it is as authentic as it could be as far as bass. Neil had more microphones than he's ever had on his drums for recording. And that's the other thing I love about this album. You can hear everything so cleanly, and the drums are up in the mix compared to the old days, mainly because of technology and also because the great Bob Ezrin is at the helm. So, you know, we did it the way we used to. Alice is singing for reference. Maybe some of the songs he's going to change the lyrics later. Michael was there for the energy, intending, just like all of the classic albums, that he's going to redo all of his guitar parts, which he did out in Phoenix, Arizona. And then Alice redid all of his vocals here and there, Los Angeles mostly. So it was very much the exact same process that we've always used.
That is incredible. So another email I received was, is there any chance that we might get to see, whether it's a full tour or whether it's some shows here and there, the original Alice Cooper Band back live with Alice?
Well, I'm sure something's got to be in the stars, since you're the 1 billionth person to ask me that question. Hey. we'll see. On July 24th, the day before the album release, the band will be in London with Bob Ezrin, and we will be doing a Q&A at the Union Chapel in London, and a room full, sold out, 900 people or whatever. And the great Sir Tim Rice will be interviewing us.
Wow.
And then we will play the album. It will be a broadcast globally. So you can check that out. That'll be the night before the release. I think you can go to alicecooper.com or Talk Shop Live and find out the links to where you can listen to the stream, but it'll be globally streamed. So that will be the big launch. The following night, Alice will be playing at the O2 Arena in London. So I don't know. We might get up and sit in for the encore. Maybe not. I don't know yet.
Well, that is terrific. Well, Dennis, such a pleasure. We're speaking with Dennis Dunaway, Alice Cooper original bass player and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee. Doesn't get any bigger than that. Dennis, quick personal story, and I can tell this because the statute of limitations has expired. And being a criminal defense attorney.
No.
But back when I was, boy, I'm going to say 10, 11 years old, I had a paper route in upstate New York. And a little ashamed to admit this, but I was stealing the money that I'd collect from the paper route to go to a record store called Kavanaugh's, where one by one, I bought every Alice Cooper album on cassette and just changed my life. And I know my story with your music changing our lives is similar to so many other people. Just got to thank you, my friend, for being a part of the soundtrack to my life. You've made my life and so many others just so much better with what you've done with your life's work.
Well, Eric, you know, the great Glenn Buxton would approve of you swiping the money for the albums. And it's a good thing you didn't get caught. You might have to defend yourself.
Well, it's that time, my friend. Let's have you take over the turntables. Here in Courts in Session, we love to know what our favorite artists listen to in their downtime. And Dennis, why don't you pick a couple songs, something you're listening to. Maybe it's something that's an all-time classic you love, or maybe it's something that's just on your mind now that you're blasting in the car. Give us a couple songs. Tell us why you love them, and we'll play them right now.
Oh, man, narrowing it down to a couple songs. Okay, one of my all-time favorites is Astral Weeks by Van Morrison. No. Actually, it's off of the Astral Weeks album. It's a song called Sweet Thing. And I love it because the drummer only plays a hi-hat cymbal and the upright bass is just amazing on it. And it's so ethereal. And at the end of a long, hard day, just light a candle, get a drink if that's what you like to do. And listen to that song and your troubles will be gone. And the other song, this is just, I mean, I agree with the late, great Brian Wilson that this is the greatest rock song ever. Be My Baby, the Ronettes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Ronnie Spector sang on the Muscle of Love album. It was Liza Minnelli, Ronnie Spector, LaBelle.
Wow.
And some of the Pointer Sisters, all background stuff on Teenage Lament 74. And also, Liza Minnelli sang on Man with the Golden Gun. That's her singing that high voice going out on the James Bond song that we did. But Ronnie Spector, you gotta love her. I met her a few times, and she is always just the sweetest person ever. And when you hear her voice on this song, you gotta fall in love with her.
Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight, my friend. Dennis Dunaway from the Alice Cooper Band. New Alice Cooper album featuring all the original members, The Revenge of Alice Cooper, coming out July 25th. Dennis, we can't wait to hear the new album, and wish you all the best. Please come on back to Courts in Session anytime you like, my friend.
All right, we're back, baby. Thanks, Eric.
Amen. Good night, brother.
Rock on.
supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality, used records, and CDs. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music you need.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSIKids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSIKids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
I see you finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online. Follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Patty! No! Are you okay? Somebody do something!
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and his helmet is smashed.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
And do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? Well, guess what? I got myself an attorney. Not just any attorney. I got myself a rockin' attorney. You know him. His name's Eric Jackson Lurie, and you are currently listening to his radio program, Courts in Session. Oh, and speaking of radio programs, if you feel like it, you can listen to mine, Viva Lamont. It's Fridays at 9 right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
The Guardian.
That's the latest and maybe the last. The guys in the band Blue Oyster Cult say that is their final album. Ghost Stories is the name of it. And that track was called So Supernatural. Going out to Fran in Whitehall. Listen online at WRCT.org. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson. Larry, thanks for tuning in tonight. Keep it right here. In just a few minutes, we're going to give away tickets for Ace Frehley. So you know that business suit, the one you wore for the important presentation? That suit changed your life, but last month, your office went casual. Or in my case, you got too big and too fat for the suit, right? My closet keeps shrinking my suits. Well, that suit can still change somebody's life. Just donate it to Goodwill. Your donations to Goodwill create new jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people right in your community. To find the nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Goodwill. A message from your friends right here at WRCT. So I've been looking forward to this. We play new music from classic artists you're not going to hear anywhere else on the radio, and we love playing Pittsburgh rock and roll. And so much great music has come out of the Berg. Well, about a week ago, I got my hands on an unreleased track by the Volcano Dogs. And if you listen to Chorus in Session, you know the Volcano Dogs. Two terrific albums they did. They got a lot of airplay here in the station. And then they folded. So I heard this track. I heard it was unreleased. And I reached out to one of the guys in the band and I said, let me play it on the radio. And he said yes. So Volcano Dogs, if you remember back in, a couple years before COVID, they were named as one of the top five bands in the country by Classic Rock Magazine. Classic Rock Magazine out of England always releases a CD with each issue. And on that CD was Deep Purple, Alice Cooper, and their pick for one of the top rock and roll bands to watch, the Volcano Dogs. Well, the band is no longer, but we got this tune, so let's play it right now. You listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. This is Hated, Violated.
I feel like I should be so-
the background, you're listening to Billy Crane, A Girl Like You. Outlaws are coming to the Palace Theater November 22nd. So I said we're going to give away some tickets to Ace Frehley. Let's do it right now. What do you get when you put together Robin Zander, Ace Frehley, and get them in the studio? You get 30 days in a hole, baby. Fifth caller here at WRCT gets a pair of tickets to see Wicked and Ace Frehley at Jurgles next Friday night, 412-268-9728. 412-268-WRCT. WRCT 88.3 FM.